Is it true that the Oahe Irrigation Project was the first or among the first Bureau of Reclamation water projects to be halted against their wishes?
Yes, it was one of the first, and it stood as a real example of the effectiveness of local organizing by the people most directly affected by the project.
Is that sort of how you view Oahe as being significant?
I view it as perhaps the most significant of the early fights we had in the 70s on water resource development issues. Mm-hmm. To place it in context, around 1970, with Earth Day, there was a huge awakening, and it was realized that expenditures of money by the federal government on water resource construction by the Bureau of Reclamation and by the Corps of Engineers was having a devastating effect on our farmland, on our valleys, on areas of important scientific and historical interest. And in my mind, as I look at what people did with the Tennessee Valley Authority, the Corps of Engineers, Bureau of Reclamation, and the Soil Conservation Service to some extent, which was channelizing a lot of streams, that the Oahe Project is the hallmark of successful organizing efforts against the Bureau of Reclamation. I don't think we fully appreciate how much there is behind the closed doors of the Bureau on these projects. We just sort of get the tip of the iceberg, even though we try to get basic documents that we know exist, definite plan reports and so on. There's other correspondence and so on. Oftentimes, the only way you get stuff is if you've got a lawsuit going and you get in there and go through the files and so on.
Mm-hmm. Which is what the United Family Farmers did.
Yeah.
They sued the Bureau for the adequacy of their environmental impact statement and ended up getting reams and reams of material that they might not have ever gotten.
Mm-hmm. So,
why does the Bureau resort to this sort of tactic?
My view is that these projects, one reason I fight these projects, spent so much of my life doing it, is that I believe that if these were genuine public good, you would not try to hide them behind closed doors, that there is something fundamentally wrong going on that has to be hidden and concealed.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think, in contrast to the kinds of ideas that we stand for here, wise use of energy, protection of areas of great scenic beauty, these are things we talk to the public about, we publicize, we want to show pictures of, we don't hide things behind closed doors. There's something fundamentally wrong with the way these agencies do business with the public, with our tax dollars.
What is fundamentally wrong?
Several things. I think that there's a lot of corruption going on in terms of the way you have this iron triangle operating. You have members of Congress, including on the one hand, or the governors or state politicians, and then you have the agency, the Bureau of Reclamation, the Corps, and then you have special interests, the contractors, the banks, and all those people who will make money off of this flow of government dollars. And they all reinforce each other. But there's tremendous, with all that money moving around, there's tremendous opportunity for back scratching, that kind of corruption set in. And there's also then, with these pressures, they won't disclose things like real costs of a project. If there are safety problems, they just don't get revealed. They minimize any problems with environmental impacts. There's all of these things that happen. And you see, the more you dig, the more you find. Those groups that have gone to court or whatever and gotten materials, they generally have a whole host of new ammunition that's available. But I defy anyone to really come up and say the Bureau has put into place projects at the original cost estimate without serious flaws and problems. They have failed almost every single major project.
The bigger picture in South Dakota always revolves around the Pick Sloan plan.
Mm-hmm.
And our loss of 500,000 acres to the Missouri River main stem dams. South Dakota claims we're owed all this water development because mm-hmm. we lost all that land. What's your reaction to that? What's the Washington reaction to that?
Well, I don't know if there's any Washington, general Washington reaction, because there are different sides here. I mean, all the water development associations.
Your reaction.
Have, sure. My reaction is sort of a twofold. One is, you don't get compensation by building another disaster on your people and perpetrating the very same kind of outrage on them that the Pick Sloan plan perpetrated on the dwellers of the Missouri bottomlands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for Garrison and Oahe diversions to occur and displace all of the existing farmers there is to add insult to injury. It's incredible. If the Pick Sloan plan were proposed today, it would be shot more full of holes than Swiss cheese. They'd never in a million years come up with a disaster like that. But unfortunately, it's a question, what can you do to go back? I mean, I wish we could get those bottomlands back. It seems to me that you don't, in our society, want to enrich yourself by making someone else poor and wiping them out. In particular, you don't want a government project to be doing that. But a lot of people would lose their entire farms, their entire livelihood, their ancestral roots as a result of a project like this. And you have to ask yourself, is that what the government's in the business of doing? Is that the best way we can spend several hundred million dollars? My God, is this the highest need we have?